In Wisconsin, the preliminary round is over and it is on to the main event in the bitter battle to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett won Tuesday's Democratic primary, and so Governor Walker will be fighting to keep his job against the same opponent he beat in 2010. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Wisconsin has had 15 months of political warfare in the wake of Republican Governor Scott Walker's loss stripping public employees of most of their collective bargaining rights. For the first time Tuesday, the sharply divided Wisconsin electorate got to let Walker know how they feel. And even laryngitis couldn't stop Cindy Lancel of the Milwaukee suburb of Whitefish Bay.
So happy that to vote for Walker. And it's just a shame that our state has spent so much money on this incredible, ridiculous recall. Such a waste of money.
And Peg Tagliavia of Milwaukee is just as eager to vote against Scott Walker.
Well, in my opinion, I think he's been worse than divisive.
Tagliavia voted for Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett in Tuesday's Democratic primary for governor, which Barrett easily won.
Hello, Wisconsin! Hello, Wisconsin!
Barrett defeated three other Democrats, including former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, who had the support of most of the public employee unions that were instrumental in forcing this recall election. But union leaders, Falk and Barrett himself, all say they're now united in working to recall Walker on June 5th.
We will be united because we understand, as all of you do, that we cannot fix Wisconsin as long as Scott Walker is the governor of this state. And as the governor of this state, I will end Scott Walker's ideological civil war. That's why I'm running for governor.
For his part, Governor Walker stands ready for this rematch against Barrett. After coasting to victory in his own primary, Walker made no apologies for the changes he's undertaken. And he says the recall presents Wisconsin voters with a clear choice.
Do we go backwards or do we go forwards? Do we go back to the days of double-digit tax increases, $1 billion budget deficits, a record job loss? Or do we take the positive foundation that we built together to move Wisconsin forward?
And in a preview of what's to come, Walker's campaign issued a statement attacking Barrett's record as Milwaukee's mayor. With tens of millions of dollars flowing into the state from super PACs and special interests on both sides, Wisconsin voters can expect a barrage of similar attacks and much worse over the next 27 days. David Shaper, NPR News, Milwaukee.